with this, sticking with it, and going into the details. This is a very important bill, and you have shown that you respect its importance by the work that you are doing with it, and we appreciate that. And before I end, I would like to inject a personal note here. I just buried my mother last month, and she lived in Maryland, in Baltimore. They have had a directives initiative since 1993. At that time, my mother was 94, and she did sign it and agreed with, the family got together and we all agreed on everything. And when she reached the age of 90, she decided that she didn't want to give her body away. She said, it's old, it's dilapidated, there's nothing they can do with it. And we were trying to explain to her, plus she was part of a study with Johns Hopkins Gerontology Department, and they were trying to explain to her, yes, there is some usefulness here. Nope, she did not. She said, you need young, fresh stuff. So we had to go through all the procedures to change just that one portion. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't hard at all. We did that to please her. And she passed away at the age of 2 weeks shy of 94. But she had all of her faculties. She remembered more than I wanted her to remember. she was happy, really happy about this directives. And I think that our family was happier than she was because we wanted to do what she wanted done. And it made it very, very simple for us. It was very, very an easy thing. And I hope that you will continue to work with us on this. And thank you very much again for your perseverance on it. Thank you.
Okay, Marie Darling.
My name is Marie Darling, as all of you know, and I am representing the Capital City Task Force for AARP, and you've already heard from two or three others representing our group. And I want to really concur with Rosalie that we're glad to see that you're really taking this serious and spending time on it to be sure that once it's done, we have it done right. And I don't need to go over all the stuff we testified on before or tell you how long we've been working on this. You've already heard a lot of that again today. One thing I want to bring to your attention, though, that there's a reason for really getting this done. And some of you may have seen the article that was in the Sunday Anchorage Times, which says that the national group criticizes Alaska for poor end-of-life care. And one of the reasons that we got such a poor rating was, well, they talk about state hospitals and lack of physicians and nurses, which we all know, but says Alaska laws don't support good care planning, such as living wills and powers of attorney for the end-of-life care. Well, we have it, but we know it's here, there, and everywhere within our statutes. To me, if we can get all of this done that we're working so hard on now, that would take care of one of these problems of why we are not rated that high for our end-of-life care. And so I just want to call it to your attention, and I'm going to leave you copies of the article because it does give you some information on it. But this kind of pointed out that we do have work to do. And so we're really pleased to see that we're spending time on it, you're willing to spend the time, and concerned enough that, we're going to make sure we do it right. Okay, and I'll leave this.
Okay, I've got Lawlin. You're gonna pass, okay. I think, is there anyone else that would like to come forward and speak? Then that brings us to a conclusion, and we, Representative Seaton.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would really appreciate it if we can get this all drafted together as a sponsor substitute with, you know, I mean, if we have to do it both ways, that's fine, but it would be really nice to have amendment number 3 rolled in to sponsor substitute, and so that we can read the whole thing, and if we have problems, then we can do it. So okay. I'd just like to make that suggestion.
Okay. Anybody else in the committee have feelings? You feel the same way?
I echo that.
Okay. I kind of agree with you. And then what we'll do is we'll have the sponsor. I have a slot next week, or actually on next Thursday. Next Thursday, we will bring this bill back up, and that'll give them a week to work on it and do some tweaking. And we'll hear it again next Thursday then.
Good.
Good. If there's nothing else, we will continue on this bill next Thursday. And as of 4:45, we're adjourned.